Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Welcome to our show. I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
This week we wrap up our five-part series on tolerance with five ways to open your heart. We have a terrific show planned for you, and our featured alignment movie is the movie Her, directed by Spike Jonze, starring Joaquin Phoenix. And Sue Ann wraps up the show with a really special alignment session this week, so you're not going to want to miss this one. So let's get started. Technology has evolved beyond our comprehension. Today, we're connected like no other time in history. Through our phones, the internet, and social media, we're aware of each other and our daily experiences from the mundane to the life-changing events. While technology continues to evolve at an astounding pace, our emotional ways of being really haven't kept up. We're still reacting to each other in the similar ways we've always done.
And if you're anything like me, you may be even a little challenged by this technology. At times, I want to run screaming from the room as I try to keep up with email and texting and Facebook and every other method. Yes, they help us, but on an emotional level, sometimes they leave us cold.
So while technology continues to expand, our intolerance patterns really haven't changed much. And if you go back and look in history, we're doing many of the same things we did hundreds of years ago. Ironically, as technology has also brought us together in really efficient ways, it's also allowed us to live even more solitary lives.
Think about it, how we sit in front of a computer doing our Facebook or doing, sending an email or sending texts. We're actually doing that, but we're not often connecting with the person that's right in front of us.
So today you can just about buy anything and have it delivered to your door without connecting with a fellow human, unless you see the person in the brown or white truck that delivers your package. So we created this series on tolerance to provide some alignment tools to help all of us be willing to return to community in our homes, in our communities, and in our workplaces.
Well, let's review the ground we've covered so far. In our first show in this series, we began with some common relationship challenges. The show was titled The Steps to Better Relationships. Next, we turned the discussion to how to be more civil. And then in the third show, it was about the five ways to be more respectful. And in our last show, we moved the discussion towards empathy and compassion.
So if you missed any of the shows, no worries. You can catch up on your own timing because all past shows are available for streaming right here on fmgradio.com. And just go to our program page, Peace Overtures, and you'll find each episode. So if you've been following the alignment sessions included in this series, then you're ready to take the steps to more intimacy in your life. Intimacy is defined as close familiarity or friendship. It's a belonging together that can only come from an open heart. We need each other. Yet we tend to avoid pain and interpersonal conflict, which causes many of us to retreat to the solitude of our homes, resulting in little opportunities to practice tolerance.
Or it can be hiding behind our computers.
That's true. Jack Kornfield writes, "Without tolerance, there is no ground for relationship, no possibility of intimacy." So let's face it, tolerance requires practice. It's a trial and error of learning how to come together. It's a constant practice of opening the heart and being willing to keep it open. In the movie Her, Theodore, who's played by Joaquin Phoenix, lives a solitary life. He's in the process of recovering from an unpleasant separation from his wife. Theodore feels deeply, and he's able to express his emotions through his job, where he writes intimate letters on behalf of others. So it's a whole company that does nothing but help people connect with others in intimate ways. And since they can't do it themselves, they hire someone to do it for them. Theodore's lonely, and he wants love again. He's just not ready. So he buys an operating system called OS-1 as his companion. So this film's set in the future. And so technology has just really gone in a whole new direction. And so he's able to hire this software. Well, this OS-1 operating system calls itself Samantha. And that voice is played by Scarlett Johansson. And she handles all his scheduling details, his emails, and any other digital needs. And she just becomes a really close friend. He's talking to her all the time. Samantha is also able to provide some emotional support and love. And she explains what makes her operating system so special. She says, "What makes me me is my ability to grow through my experiences. Basically, in every moment, I am evolving just like you." And so throughout the movie, we get to see how she evolves through her relationship with Theodore. And of course, he comes along for his own experience, too.
We also get to see how she evolves and how she makes relationships with other people and other operating systems. I really love this movie. It's something you're probably going to watch many times because it's got so many layers to it.
We've watched it several times. Each time we see some nuance we didn't see before. So we're going to lay out some of that for you to look out for. And as you watch the movie Her, just for a metaphor, see the operating system, the OS-1, as a metaphor for making the connection to your own heart. And look for the five key ways to open your heart. Let's start with the first one. Recognize the bricks that surround your heart. We all build emotional walls around the heart, one brick at a time. These bricks look like guilt, fear, anger, disappointment, and many past emotional experiences. We think these bricks protect ourselves from more pain, reactivity, and hurt. Yet what we don't realize is how we're imprisoning ourselves and keeping others out.
Notice how Theodore has internalized his mother's way of being. When Samantha tries to share how she's feeling, he doesn't let her finish and states what he wants, just like he mentioned his mother does. We all do this in our lives. We think it's protecting ourselves, but actually it stops connections. And if you're familiar with NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, in NLP terms, it's called breaking rapport because you've severed the connection in the moment. And I know you all felt this. It's really hard to get it back once you've done that.
So when you break rapport, it's another way of isolating yourself. And it's something that you can catch yourself and realize it as one of these bricks that we're talking about. So when you can recognize your self-imposed isolation, then begin the process of discovering these emotional bricks that are surrounding your heart. Remember, it's easier to focus on only one brick at a time and not the entire wall. When you recognize these emotional bricks, if you will, search for an alignment movie on our website, peaceofmindovertures.com. Just go to the website and in the upper right-hand corner, we have a search box there. Just type in what it is that you recognize and let's see what movies come up for you. Think of this process that we're describing, the discovery of the bricks and then doing some alignment movies, as a baby step way of opening your heart. So let's look at the next key to opening your heart, and that is be vulnerable. When you start to remove the bricks, it's time to allow yourself to be vulnerable. Now, of course, this takes some courage. It also takes the ability to self-soothe your anxiety. Most of us resist true intimate connections with others because we don't know what to do with the inevitable anxiety that occurs. Notice the scene where Theodore meets Samantha's surrogate. If he had a practice of self-soothing, he may have been able to continue with this exploration with Samantha. Now, we all have different versions of how this type of anxiety shows up in our relationships. Allow yourself to remain vulnerable with others and deeply feel the swirl of emotions associated with these intimate connections. When the anxiety shows up, try breathing through it. By focusing on your breathing in the moment, you'll be able to move through these common uncomfortable moments of doubt, fear, and anxiety. Remember, opening the heart takes practice. Self-soothing is a step that will keep you able to remain vulnerable.
This happened to me recently in my day-to-day work. I was feeling really vulnerable with some changes that were made in the office, and it brought up a lot of fears for me of abandonment and feeling used. And this went to the point that I was close to tears. And let's just say I don't like crying in the office. So every time I focused on the thoughts of abandonment and being used, I'd feel the tears stir up again. But every time I took a deep breath and really allowed myself to relax, I could come back to my center. So it was a tug of war for about an hour or two. Self-soothing works, and it can require a moment-by-moment focus. So hang in there. Just keep using the breath to bring you back to your center, and you'll find that after a time, it'll let go. I didn't want to break down and express what I was feeling in this new environment because my emotions were only partially related to the people present and the people that had caused the changes. And so I just didn't want them to take on my feelings.
So that's a really good example of how the self-soothing works in all different kinds of situations and all different kinds of relationships. So let's move on to our next key factor of keeping the heart open, and that's love starts at home. An open heart is one that resonates love. Now, in order to provide this open-hearted love to your deepest connections, you have to first start with yourself. Without self-love, you're unable to offer love to others. Now, notice how Theodore is able to begin loving himself because of what he learns from Samantha. She was safe and initially, to him, not a real person. Because of this perceived distance, he was willing to explore love and get in touch with how he was really feeling about his recent separation and subsequent divorce. In many ways, Samantha provided a safe environment for him to begin loving himself again.
This is often what a close girlfriend provides for a woman, and it's something we can all learn from. It's what deep listening is all about. It's providing that safe container for another person to express and explore. This is what Amy, Theodore's friend, does with her OS1 operating system. It's just like a girlfriend on the other end of a phone.
See, and I watched the movie like 4 times, and I didn't even catch that. And I guess I wouldn't, but Sam pointed out, I didn't even know her OS system was a girl. I wasn't even catching that. So that's an interesting point that you picked up.
And I want to make another point about the importance of knowing your heart and having a sounding board to explore your feelings. If you don't allow a space for that in your life, things back up in the system. So notice how Amy ends her marriage. It's not something big that causes the split. It's the fact that she did not honor her own heart during the relationship and kept trying to please. Then it came to a point where there was no turning back. For her, the only option was to choose a new road on her own.
And that's a really great point you're making, Sue Ann, because when you see it at first, you just think she was being petty or small or just impatient. But from that perspective, this was something that was building a long time.
Yes, it had been.
So our next key factor here is remember to let go. The practice of an open heart requires a regular practice of letting go. First, you have to let go of the past bricks that you recognize. Then each time you're aware of the bricks of guilt and fear and doubt and sadness reappearing, and we can assure you they will reappear, you can practice letting go again and again and again. The more you practice letting go, the pain associated with the bricks moves much more quickly and doesn't get stuck. The emotion comes in waves, and if you're aware, you'll notice a growing willingness to continue. And the waves, it seems like they come on, they're really strong, and if you're aware of what's going on and self-soothe, they move right through. And so then you'll begin to notice the depths of your heart's ability to expand. And Samantha makes a really key point to Theodore and teaches him this towards the end of the film. And she says, "The heart is not like a box that gets filled up. It expands in size the more you love. And the more you let go, the more the heart expands."
I got a really good lesson in this today. David and I were going to lunch and we were crossing the parking lot back to the car when another car came flying around the corner, narrowly missing me. I was stunned, shocked, and really mad. The driver in the car behind raised her hand sympathetically. Needless to say, that didn't soothe me. As we continued, the guy returned. He made another loop, in other words, in the parking lot, and parked in front of the restaurant. Well, let me tell you, I was ready to give him a piece of my mind, Aussie style. And David thankfully said to me, "Let go. You don't need the crazy."
Well, I can assure you she doesn't always listen to me, though. So.
Well, I took a deep breath and I thought about it and realized I didn't know what caused his behavior. I didn't see the point in creating an argument that wouldn't serve any of us. And I'd probably be pissed for the rest of the day, so why do that? So in other words, my heart contracted and I had to consciously let go of the anger. And then for me, what I do is I send out the love. Because, you know, I truly don't know. Maybe he's had a really tough day and this was just a reflection of it. So I was able to shift quickly and the anger moved just as fast as it came.
It was pretty impressive how fast you shifted. It was like about 2 minutes later, we were on to another subject. So I was grateful for that. Okay, so our fifth way to open the heart is to forgive yourself and discover real love. By discovering your own daily practice of opening heart awareness, you'll become better at forgiving yourself and others. Now, this may be the most challenging practice to master, especially for those of us who are hard on ourselves. Start by expressing the gratitude for your own life and for the people in your life. Then when you notice the bricks you've built around your heart, love them and forgive yourself, knowing you're doing the best you can. And we all realize that this is easier said than done, and it's probably why I needed to watch the movie 4 times before I could even get to writing the blog that we wanted to write on it. So we realized that this can be challenging.
Notice when Amy is comforting Theodore and she says what she's come to realize. She can doubt herself in a million ways, but for what she chooses is joy. And joy comes from love in action, beginning with loving yourself. So this was a new place for her.
This and the way she does it is really terrific. Let's listen to the clip from the movie.
But you know what? I can overthink everything and find a million ways to doubt myself. And since Charles left, I've been really thinking about that part of myself. And I've just come to realize that we're only here briefly. And while I'm here, I want to allow myself joy.
We want you to notice at the end of the movie how Theodore's heart is open. He's now able to move on from his divorce, forgive his wife Catherine, and express his true gratitude for her in his life. As he writes, "I'll always love you because we grew up together." We get to see Theodore come full circle. And he begins to love himself again. And as a result, he's able to love others too. He doesn't have to be alone anymore and begins to experience a whole new set point of tolerance for himself and others. And this is the beginning of real love. Now, as you know, if you've been listening to our show, for each one of these movies, we've energized beliefs and we acted as the surrogate or proxies for each one of you. So we sum it up at this point of the show to give you the top 8 energetic benefits from watching the movie Her. Number 1, an ability to unconditionally love yourself and others. Number 2, the energetic support to remove the emotional bricks that surround your heart. 3, the ability to self-soothe anxiety when expanding your own interpersonal connections. Number 4, an awareness of how to begin a practice of empowering and loving self-talk. An ability to forgive yourself and others. A remembering of your connection to your heart. A willingness to stay in relationship and work through the uncomfortable occurrences. And finally, the support to allow love to express itself within you. So now to get the energetic benefits, you just have to take a few steps. First, if you haven't done our intention session, then you need to do this first before watching the movie, and you only need to do it once. So if you've heard our show, we always say, think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You can find the intention session right here on our program page at FMG Radio. You can also find it on our three other websites, peaceofmindovertures.com, tamingyourdragons.com, and itsjustcommerce.com, and they're all right there as tabs on the front page. So once you've done this alignment session, or the intention session we call it, then you're ready to watch any of our alignment movies or TV shows that we send you to, and you'll be ready to watch this movie, Her, in its entirety. So go out and rent it, and right now it's available on Redbox, so it's easy to get for just a little over a dollar. Now, if you notice a shift in the subsequent days, you feel the heart opening, and there is something really changing, we want to hear about your experiences, and we want to connect with you also. So please reach out to us and either here at fmgradio.com or any of our other websites or social media contacts. So now let's take a break. Please don't go away.
Are you ready to unleash the power of your emotions and make a shift towards peace? Discover the secret language of your emotions and understand the powerful, life-changing messages they have for you. Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions, is a new and innovative book to working with your emotions. According to authors Sue Ann McGregor and David Barnes, all emotions are valuable and are a sophisticated guidance system designed to create a joyful life. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you were at peace with your emotions? Your most perfect guidance system is waiting to show you how to reduce stress in your life and lead you to a path of joy. The life you've always dreamed of is waiting for you, and Taming Your Dragons can help you come into alignment with it. This book guides you through 70 alignment movie sessions. Each movie tangibly changes your particular emotional patterns through the alignment process, bringing your mind into alignment with the power of your heart. Are you ready to become a master of your emotions and experience? Get your copy today at tamingyourdragons.com in digital and paperback. Tamingyourdragons.com. Get yours today.
Welcome back. So, Sue Ann, I know you have a terrific alignment session for this week, so let's get right to it.
Well, after watching Her, I was reminded of some words of wisdom by an unknown author. You've probably encountered these. It's wandered around the internet quite a few times. But I want to read it to you now because I think it's really appropriate when we think about this movie. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When you figure out which one it is, you will know what to do for each person. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part, or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die. Sometimes they walk away. Sometimes they act up and force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met. Our desire fulfilled. Their work is done. The prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time to move on. Some people come into your life for a season, because your turn has come to share, grow, or learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They may teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievably amount of joy. Believe it, it is real, but only for a season. Lifetime relationships teach you lifetime lessons, things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept the lesson, love the person, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships and areas of your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. For me, this passage really represents the learning of life, that we each have to learn that people aren't necessarily in our life the whole time. There is a reason, a season, and some for a lifetime.
That's a really great passage you picked up, Sue Ann. Thank you.
Well, now what I want us to do is I've pulled out some intentions from that passage that we can now align with. But to begin with, what I want us to do is read these together. So as I'm saying them, you say them along with me. I welcome people into my life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When someone leaves my life, I relax and wish them well and allow myself to move on. I relish the joy of relationships. I embrace change and allow it to flow gently into my life. I enjoy the new learning relationships bring me. I accept the lesson, love the person, and put what I've learned to use in all areas of my life and relationships. I develop a solid emotional foundation. So now what we're going to do is actually use a modality to align us with these intentions. What do I mean by that? Well, this is just like switching the dial. If you want to listen to a particular radio station, let's say 90.1, and you've got your radio set to 88.9, you can't hear 90.1. You're not going to hear anything that they're broadcasting on 90.1. So you have to physically move the dial. Well, we work exactly the same way. For us to be aligned with these intentions, we have to move our internal dial so that we're aligned with them. And the way we do that is to do a modality. So what we're going to do now is one that's called purifying breath. So I'm going to read what we need to do, and then you're going to do it with me. So you're going to inhale through your nose into the abdomen, and then you're going to hold your breath. And three times push the air up into your chest and then down into the abdomen. So do that now. Up into the chest and down into the abdomen. Up into the chest, down into the abdomen. Up into the chest and down into the abdomen. And then exhale slowly through your mouth. Just doing that simple modality has aligned you with these intentions. David and I thank you for being with us for this show. And we definitely want to welcome you to come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Whatever serves you best.
How nice. Well, this wraps up our series on tolerance and our first season on fmgradio.com. We want to express our gratitude to all of you for tuning in with us on our first season, and especially want to thank Jody Kovard and the entire team at FMG Radio. We will be returning with a new season here in the coming weeks. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures. For replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.